This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Getting Jerry pumped up, man. June 16th. It's not that far away,
no,
Jerry.
No, it's coming up on us.
Got the big race across the West. Jerry Schimmel's going to be going 860 miles from Oceanside, California to Durango, Colorado. Passes through four states. We're talking about this wonderful race and this cause. Best Day Ministries, Jerry. You really helped us out, learn a lot more about them throughout the day here today. But it is just, it's wonderful what these folks are doing.
Yeah, no question about it. It's, I've done these races in the past, and every one of them have been to a beneficiary, and every one of them has been a great cause. It's been enjoyable working with them and raising money for them. This one, though, really hits home for me. It's serving the special needs community of Northern Colorado, and I've got a special needs grandson. So it just it's such a natural fit in my mind that I want to do this race. I want to do it for a great cause, and I can't find a better one than Best Day Ministries and the coffee shop and the church service and the retail shop.
Yeah, and I love the nicknames too, the Besties. They employ no fewer than 16 special needs adults in the coffee shop, also putting on a monthly church service too.
Yep.
So everything you're doing, this race today, all the work you've done leading up to this is to not only do this race, but to drive some awareness and potentially raise some money.
Yeah, exactly right. Raise some money, but I think more than anything, raise awareness because this is such a special ministry doing incredible work for a group of people that gets neglected. I mean, 80%, Joe Truitt said this morning, co-founder, 80% of special needs adults do not work. They're unemployed. They're almost unemployable. And for this coffee shop to employ them, put them to work, this value in their life, change their lives, change their family's life is everything to me. And especially with a 4-year-old grandson who's got Down syndrome, who's got a lot of challenges ahead of him.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a wonderful cause. Best Day Ministries. And if you are interested in donating or at least learning more about this opportunity, check out teambestday.com. We got a great guest here on the show. We're going to talk a little more racing here, Jerry. Yeah. Who better to other than you and Brad Cooper, who better to do that with us than Rick Boethling, Executive Director of Race Across America and Race Across the West.
Yeah, Rick's a good friend of mine. Rick was on a crew that I did a race with one time. And as you said, he's executive director of Race Across America and Race Across the West. Hey, Rick, thanks for taking a minute with us. Let me ask you this question first. When you tell people what you do, that you're the executive director of this crazy race called RAM, another crazy race called RAW, you tell people what the racers do, what's normally the reaction? People think that people like me are crazy?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to talk to Jerry. It's been a few minutes. People, when I tell them what I do, they're usually kind of baffled by it.
Yeah.
They don't completely understand the scope of the races. They know they understand they're long, but they don't really wrap their heads around how long and how difficult they actually are. So they're kind of like, well, geez, that's really long. What does that take, like 2 or 3 days to do RAM or 2 or 3 months? Like, they're kind of at either end of the spectrum. And they definitely think it's a very unusual thing to accomplish, and it is.
How long have you been doing this, Rick?
Oh, boy, if you include the 2 years I crewed for my dad when he raced, this will be year 21.
Wow.
21 years. And what goes into this? Like, you're saying, hey, you talk to strangers that have no clue about this. All we know is, hey, we got ridiculously talented athletes that are on bicycles for a very long time. But talk to us more about, like, in depth, what goes into it, what the meaning behind these gigantic races.
So, I mean, Race Across America in particular has been a pretty special American event for 44 years now. And it's very unusual in the sense that it's 3,000 miles long and it goes coast to coast. And so there's a lot of history involved with it. And when we took over the race, one of the things we thought was missing was a shorter race to kind of get you to that point. And that's where Race Across the West came from. We all live in Colorado, and we have family out in California, so we're like, well, geez, that's 850 miles. That's pretty great. So we developed this course to go with it. We think it's one of the prettiest parts of the course and a very challenging part of the course. And it is a ton of preparation. People generally think, you know, what I work part-time at it, or I work a few weeks to get it ready, and that's not true. We have a small team of us, but we work 12 months a year on it to make sure these events happen. Mm.
So it's one of those things, like you have to devote, obviously the people that are in these races, we're talking about the mental preparation, but on your side of things, everything that goes into preparing these races, it is quite the lengthy process.
Oh yeah. So we start working on race prep a year ahead of the actual race. So as soon as we wrap up at the end of June, we're already working on next year. And so much like the racers who, in theory, are training a lot and preparing, you know, throughout a year, if not longer for some of these people. Like my dad, I think his preparation for Ram was over 2 years, getting ready until he felt comfortable to do it. You know, Race Across the West, maybe a little less so, but even still, most of the racers for that are probably putting a year's worth of preparation into it. And it's the same from our end. We just aren't on bikes as much.
How long have you guys known each other, Jerry, Rick?
Rick, I don't know. What, 10 years?
Yeah, about 10 years. And, Jerry mentioned that I crewed for him on a Cross Colorado ride. And on that ride, that is actually where I met my wife.
Oh, wow. That's
forgot about that.
Happened too.
Yeah, I played matchmaker.
Yeah,
of us did.
You didn't realize it.
No, I didn't know it. Yeah,
no, just talk about how meaningful these races are.
There you go. So yeah, it's been 10, 12 years.
It's probably been 12 years because I did Race Across America in 2015 with Brad Cooper. So I think it was before that we met. So yeah, we know each other a long time.
Yep. Rick Bothling joining us, Executive Director of Race Across America and Race Across the West. All of my questions are going to be stupid. I'm coming at this from I don't know anything. How many racers are involved in this particular race coming up on June 16th?
Well, first of all, there's no stupid questions, because if you don't know the answer, you need to find out somehow.
That's
right?
True. Thank you for that boost. I needed that.
So for we all need it sometimes. So Race Across the West, there will be about 25 racers. It's a couple teams and mostly solo racers. And then on that day when the Race Across the West racers leave Oceanside, the solo Race Across America racers leave right then as well. So there will be about 25 solo Ram racers with the 25 or so Raw racers.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot to organize, to the races we're talking about. We've got Misty in here, too, the crew chief. We're going to be talking about Jerry's strategy just individually and how much goes into that. Jerry's got his own specific team, but you have all these specific teams for these racers that you're dealing with, the routes, everything that goes into it.
Yeah. So when I say there's, 25 racers on the road, that equates to usually about 200 crew people along with them. So there's quite a few people on the road, and the logistics behind it for the individual like Jerry, he has to plan out his whole race with a team behind him, supporting him, making sure he has what he needs, you know, and then we have our team out there as management with officials and media teams and making sure everything is functioning on the road. 'Cause one of the things that is challenging about long distance races from our end is, even though we have a very set course, over the course of the couple weeks we're on the road for Ram, things change all the time, and we'll have construction projects pop up, weather issues. So we have a headquarters team that works 24 hours a day monitoring that and relaying that information to racers and us as the race is going on.
When you have, like, construction stuff pop up, you know, maybe a road's closed or whatever, maybe there was an accident, so you kind of have to reroute the race, kind of, so to speak, on the fly?
Yep, quite possibly. Yep, wow. Happens almost every year. There's something. It just depends about how severe it is. We've had years where we've had to go, you know, 50, 60 miles out of the way. Usually it's a mile. You just have to go around a block. But there are some places in the route that are really remote, and there aren't a lot of road options. We had one year we almost had to reroute about 100 miles because of fires in southern Colorado. Mm. And fortunately, our last racers got through there before the fires became an issue.
Wow. I mean, I'm sure that's not a headache at all to try to figure that out.
Oh, no, no. It's pretty funny because people ask me all the time, like, you know, how, like, am I excited to be in Oceanside for the start? And I'm like, well, of course. I work all year to make sure this happens, so I'm excited. But I said, I'm not really excited until the last racer is done and the race trailer is closed and locked up. Then I'm very happy.
Hey, Rick, let me ask you this question. In 2017, I think I have his name pronunciation right, Andre Kalich, finished Race Across America, not Raw like I'm doing, but Race Across America on a hand cycle.
Yes, he did.
Unbelievable to me. One of the greatest accomplishments I can imagine. Is he maybe one of the most inspirational finishers you've ever seen in your race?
So every finish is amazing because, as you know, Jerry, it is no small feat to do any of these events. So they're all pretty special in their own right. Andre's finish was stunning. We honestly, like, he was about three quarters away across the country. I'm like, I just don't think he's going to get there. And he just kept going. I'm like, he's actually going to get here.
Wow.
And it was, I mean, I think there wasn't a dry eye in the house. I mean, he's just stunning and a wonderful human being on top of it all.
Rick, that's got to be part of the reason that you do this too, is you get, you probably have so many inspirational stories that that you get to tell and that live in your brain for the rest of your life.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, one of the best parts about putting on events like these and the difficulty, and, you know, they're not, you know, an average 10K race in your local city. You know, they're not thousands and thousands of people. These are it's a small group of people that ever even attempt them. And when you get to see people do things and watch how it affects them, it's really, really amazing. And it, like I said, there are no bad finishes. Everyone, I've crewed for my dad when he raced as a solo racer at 61 years old. It's so incredible to see the amount of effort it takes to just get to the start. And then once you get to the finish line and see these people, it's amazing, and it's fantastic because I also get to meet people from all over the world. And you get to see how much the event means to them to come here to race.
Yeah, I know, Jerry, you're extremely passionate about it, man.
Yeah. I think we all are, or we wouldn't be on that starting line. You're either passionate about cycling, passionate about the beneficiary for your fundraising, or the combination of the two, and that is the case with me. Hey, Rick, let me ask you, I should look this up before you came on, but what's the course record again for Race Across America first?
So Race Across America for a solo racer is, I'm actually going to look at the jersey that's hanging on our wall right here. It's 7 days, 15 hours, and 56 minutes.
7 days.
Which is, I want to say, it just hovers right around 16 miles an hour, which it's hard when you look at the miles per hour. Everyone's like, well, I go ride that fast. I'm like, yeah, but you don't do it for 7.5 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's by Christoph Strasser, and again, what an amazing physical specimen he is, and a great guy. And for a team, the fastest team was an 8-man team that did it in 5 days, 3 hours, and some change. And to give you an idea, I'm the last person who leaves Oceanside, and I drive across the country, and it takes me 3 solid days plus, and they did it in a little over 5.
Wow. What's the record for race across the West on the solo side?
Oh, boy, you know what? I'm not sure. I can tell you fairly quickly. I believe it's a little over a day, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, somebody, Rick, I can't remember who it was, somebody averaged 18 miles an hour and did it in less than 2 days.
I can tell you here.
The age group record I know is 2 days and 20 hours.
Yeah, so
that's 60
Matthew
plus.
Lefthand said it last year. So in just under 2 days. So 1 day, 21 hours, 39 minutes.
Dang.
And he averaged just shy of 19 miles an hour.
19 miles an hour.
And that is, just go try to ride 5 miles at 19 miles an hour. You know, it's not easy.
So, Jerry, you're telling me in order to beat that, we're going to need more inspirational music.
Yeah, I need, Michael,
more inspirational music.
Yeah, maybe some more cheeseburgers.
Yeah, maybe some more burgers, too. We're going to need that. Rick, you're awesome, man. This is so cool. And for me today to kind of get to learn a little bit more about this race, thanks to Jerry and his cause. But I'm excited to hopefully our paths cross again soon, man. We really appreciate your time.
Hey, I'm always happy to do it. I wish Jerry the best. I look forward to seeing him out in Oceanside. And, hopefully we circle back and he's super successful and we can chat after the race.
All right. Sounds great, Rick. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
You bet. Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
You can beat that record, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to believe in yourself. That's the first step.
Believe in myself.
That's the first step. Yep.
I think I can go, honestly, 1 mile going 19 miles an hour.
How fast do you really, what is your average?
On the flats, 16 miles an hour.
It's still ridiculous. I mean, that's crazy.
No.
Yeah. I mean, Michael's scooter doesn't even go that fast.
It goes 15 and a half miles an hour.
Not
does
that
it?
Fast, right?
All right.
And Michael looks dangerous on it.
All right.
He looks good.
Yeah, but is it a scooter or electric bike? Scooter?
It's a scooter.
Okay. All right.
Come on, Jerry.
Because Misty has she has an electric bike.
Oh.
She says she drives it and I ride my bike. There's a difference. Drive and ride.
That's the only way I'm keeping up.
That's the only way that I'm getting on Michael's scooter at some point, too. How fast does that bad boy go?
I think maxed out 30.
Oh, she's leaving you in the dust.
I've never gone 30, but.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah.
See, that's the next challenge. All right, 22 minutes after the hour, we're talking with great friend Jerry Schimmel, his wonderful girlfriend Misty Stewart in studio with us as well, who is also the crew chief for Jerry. And you guys look ready to go. You look ready.
You do?
Yeah, I think you look pumped.
I think Misty does.
Misty's ready to go. She's ready to run the operation here.
Yeah.
And this has been a lot of fun, too. And again, it's for a wonderful cause for our hopeful friends of mine soon, Best Day Ministries, 23 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This Father's Day, make sure he subscribes to the best podcasts in the state. Find KFKA podcasts at Apple, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.